No, I'll start now, and then anything that good happens now, anything that happens now that's good will be on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then that'll be the end of the good stuff.
That's it. I know. Well, I'm going to just be silent now that you start. I'll just be like, good radio. That was me being silent.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school,
Pythagorean's theorem. Pythagoras?
Mx plus b.
A squared plus b squared equals c squared? Who's that?
I have no idea.
Isosceles triangle.
The negative of b plus or minus the square root of...
Triceratops triangle. From the Cretaceous era.
Hell, just Triceratops.
I learned about this. We knew about that way before.
That's true. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the Triceratops Show.
It's the best.
Why did we learn about dinosaurs?
Tyrannosaurus D, because kids like them.
But why?
Why do kids like...
They're not even real.
Well, they're giant, and they're animals. So we have, like, puppies and cats now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you see a horse, pretty majestic as a kid, but kind of scary, little step on you. Then you see a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex, and your mind is blown.
I guess so. Yeah, why are kids so into animals?
Your load is blown. Because when you're young and dumb, I think that things are a lot more about, like... not even tactile touching, but all the different senses. You see something and it's bigger than your house. Do you remember when you're young and everything seems huge, and then, like, let's say you return to your childhood home, or you see something that when you were a kid you were like, I wanted that sparkly shiny card from that collector's set, that bike was so, that toy was so awesome. And then when you're older, it's not as cool, but you get that feeling when you see it.
Sure.
Like, I wanted that fucking Jeep that you could ride as a kid so badly. Like, the one that you could actually drive.
To drive the little
car. Because our slightly richer friends got one.
Yeah.
So jealous.
Yeah.
And then seeing them as an adult, you realize it's not that cool.
Yeah.
But as a kid...
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So I think it's just having and doing and seeing and feeling and experiencing when you're young.
Hmm.
And then fucking life.
Yeah, I had a thing like that with toilets, I think. Because I forgot.
Go on.
For a long time, I forgot that the experience of when you're a little kid and you go to the bathroom somewhere, sometimes the toilet is too tall.
Yes.
And you're just like, well, I guess I'll just sort of do my best.
Yeah.
Arc it in.
Yeah.
Because there's a... Roma, the restaurant near here, I don't know if they still do, used to have a urinal that was fairly tall. Even as an adult, I was like, not
you felt
too
like a
tall,
kid.
But
would you drop your
little...
pants all the way down and pull your shirt up butter style?
I actually sat in the urinal ass first.
You came out with the cake
and
in
pointed
between
my
your
penis
cheeks.
In. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a problem because...
Pointed your penis down.
Yeah. I inserted
your
it
balls?
Into the hole of the urinal.
Oh,
and then just peed.
Oh, God.
And just hoped for the best.
You know, I was worried because here's a real genuine thing that happens when I pod with Pete is we talk about super interesting adult stuff.
Yeah.
And we have really good conversations about, like, you know, the misogyny talk that's going on,
and,
you know, about childhood and feelings and just, you know, things that you guys would probably much rather hear than our racism and dick jokes. And then when we get on the show, I'm like, that was like 40 good minutes. We should just record
40 good actual content. And then it's like, oh yeah, here's an imaginary thing I did with my penis. My little
I
boy
would fuck
penis.
Helen Keller. Ah!
Yeah.
Laugh.
So. I mean, while we're on it, shit question.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, not so long ago, you moved from a home to your home, your current home.
Yep, yep.
And, like, I was living at my apartment for quite a while and moved into this apartment. And it's taking some getting used to the new toilet, like taking shits.
Yeah. Is it closer? Is this one shorter to the ground or taller?
It's shorter.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
Feels,
you know,
odd.
Yeah, and I think that wherever your home is, you kind of get used to shitting there the best.
Yes.
However that's organized.
Yep.
Because I would notice, for example, when I took a shit at work.
Okay.
It just didn't work right.
Your, like, shitting didn't... Oh, you weren't open enough? You mean you were like
it wouldn't all come out quite right. And then more often than not, I would be like, this is going to take like half a roll of toilet paper
whenever,
to clean this up.
When I go shit at the... because I'm going once a week to Boulder right now to do some digitization for my... work.
Sure.
And so their toilets are really old.
Yeah.
And so when I'm they like lean a little bit, so when I drop trow, my shorts want to go all the way to the ground, and I don't want my shorts fucking touching the ground. I mean, there's not.
Oh, sure.
I'll pick the stall without the piss on the ground.
Right.
But you know, still don't want them touching the ground. So you're trying to hold them with your knees, and you're trying to squat, and you're, like I said, like at an angle.
Yeah.
So your knees up, shorts trying to fall down. You're trying to shit, but you're all scrunched. So it's I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I was in a bathroom at the university library, like on the third floor or something.
Okay.
And I was kind of surprised when I went in there how strong the odor of pee was.
Yeah.
I thought, I was like, surely, I mean, college isn't old, but old enough to pee and flush properly. Certainly, right?
I think
you would think.
I see the shit that you see with like the people still there. Okay, for a perfect example, somebody, there was like a sort of hole in the wall that wasn't really a hole.
Yeah.
Somebody had scrawled with their pen glory hole.
Sure.
And like put the arrow to it. And then, you know, somebody had just put like, you know, Obama's a cock, and somebody else scratched it out and put like Hitler's a cock. And then somebody put like Hitler's your cock. I mean,
yeah.
Who, you'd think that 18 to 20 plus year olds wouldn't be scrawling on. I don't have that much time when I'm shitting, nor the inclination.
I just never have a marker.
That's the only reason you're not scrolling things.
Why do they always have a marker?
You're a writer.
For that reason.
You walk around with stuff.
I have a pen. I mean, I guess I could. I just...
You don't write in marker? In big magic marker?
I don't write in permanent marker, the kind with the metal case.
You really should.
The huge...
Yeah.
Huge. I don't think I've ever graffitied.
I have never graffitied either. We threw rocks drunkenly off of the roof of a prior place that I worked at, but... And we also had... Oh, this is... Hard to keep this. We had a book war at a prior place of work.
Yeah.
It was Roma, where we had the books.
Of course.
That was the closest to graffiti slash, well, what's graffiti?
Vandalism.
Vandalism,
maybe.
Thank you. Yeah. That's kind of the closest I've ever done, I think.
Yeah, it was,
It was mild.
If you were to vandalize for some reason,
okay.
What do you think you'd be most likely to put? You're in a stall.
Oh, vandalized. Because you know what I thought when you said that?
Do this.
And in my head, for some reason, immediately, brick through a fucking a huge window.
You're like, well, I would burn down an abortion clinic. That's probably my most likely vandalism.
I think I am so like in the center ideologically that I would feel as bad burning down almost as bad burning down a church as like an abortion center. So I'd want to go with like a really center,
yeah.
Like burn down a shoe store, shoe repair store.
It's like a nothing.
Yeah. Like, so you can't get,
I mean, a church, I on the one hand, I agree less with the church. On the other hand, I feel like the abortion clinic is usually in just like a strip mall.
Right.
So it's like, building wise, you're not losing a lot of money there.
For me,
it's not a big cultural loss.
I think we need, the abortion clinic is a necessary place. Well, not necessary. This is getting pretty fraught with. I think that, you know, you should be able to fucking, women's choice, you know,
yeah,
it's their body, their choice. I don't agree with a lot of the church teachings, but it's a nice positive place for a lot of people that go for community and help and positive thinking. So I wouldn't want to burn down the place that you abort your baby because you sort of, it's not a positive experience, I don't think, but you need it.
Right.
And I wouldn't want to burn down the church because despite them being like, we should burn down the abortion clinics, some of them maybe.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of people, it's not about that. The people going to the church are probably like my nice 60-year-old coworkers who are widowed and need a little.
That's true.
Fucking,
what else are they going
to
do?
That's what, you know.
Yeah. I would probably, I guess you would just have to burn down like a, you know, a bad restaurant. Because then you'd be like, fuck it. I mean, I don't want to go there. Anyone who was going there, I'm doing them a favor. They'll just go somewhere else.
I realize that, because even thinking about that, I'm like, this is someone's livelihood. People have jobs here. What if they don't have insurance? I would burn down an abandoned building.
Yeah.
Probably accidentally kill a homeless man, too.
You know what I would burn down? I'm purely hypothetical. We went to this burger place the other day.
Okay.
And
the
we
King
get
of
there.
Burgers? You don't need to name names.
No, it wasn't a fast food. It was like a restaurant.
Right.
And
listen to you, fancy pants. All right, you go sit down and order.
It was a restaurant.
Yeah.
This burger had a dollar and a cents price.
So
and we got there, and there were that thing where a hostess is supposed to seat you, and there are tables where no one's sitting there, and there's just shit on it. And they're like, well, we'll see. About 20 minutes.
And you're like,
we'll
why don't
see.
You bust
and you're like,
that?
Yeah, just clean that fucking table off.
You can do it. Black pants, McSixteen-year-old bitch.
Yeah, so that's what I would burn down.
Yeah, I respect that completely. That's an establishment that rotted from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right answer. Yeah.
Well, no one gave a fuck. When she sat us, she didn't seat us. She just pointed to a table and was like, you guys can go sit there.
Was this in G-Town, Colorado?
No, this was in Denver.
Mm.
And then also, so they have this weird system there because you have more than one waiter. It's just whoever's around, I guess, which is not working for them.
Right.
But we had mostly one waiter. And so what they're supposed to do is like you order drinks and food.
Right.
They write the check and put it in this little stand in the middle of the table with all the menus.
Okay.
That way, if you order more stuff, the next person who comes can just add it on.
So far, it's not a bad idea in theory. What broke down?
He didn't actually do that.
He didn't fucking
leave a bill there or anything. So then he comes back and he's like, did I leave a bill here? And we were like, no. And he says, okay. He came back two more times just to look through and check.
You were like,
looking through the menus and stuff to see if he'd left a bill. The one time he's like, are you sure I didn't leave one?
What an asshole.
Yeah. And the second time he didn't even ask. He just comes over and starts looking through the stuff.
What an asshole.
Yeah, and he was clearly stoned.
Right.
So you're like, well, what do you think is more likely here? That you got stoned and forgot to do it, or that we are hiding it for no reason?
Hey, buddy. He's on the kush. Is that what the good stuff is called?
I have no
he
idea.
Knows what's going on.
I don't know anything about
my
weed.
Ignorance. I know I don't fucking like it very much. So, yeah, dude, burn it. I'm coming with you. We're burning this place to the ground.
That's what we're going
to
burn down.
Yep.
Vine Street Pub, watch out.
Fuck you, Vine Street.
Jesus, hopefully that doesn't burn down next week.
I would never burn anything down with you, buddy. Let's edit this. Edit the shit out of this.
I wouldn't burn anything. I'm pretty against fire.
Yeah, it scares
pretty
me.
Pretty allergic to
from
fire.
From as a kid,
I think.
When I burned half my face, and then I was on a movie with Mel Gibson called Bernie Face. Remember that? He hid in the bushes?
Bernie Face, yeah. The man with the scarred face or something. What
yeah.
was that called?
I don't know.
Half a face man.
Bernie face.
Fuck. The man without a face.
Weekend at Bernie face.
Which he did have half a face.
Yeah, he did. You're right.
It's not so bad.
I know.
That still was he had a nice body.
That was good voice, a nice voice, silky. So
I think if someone who is attractive burned half their face, but still the other half was good and they had a nice body.
I think
I could live with that.
In movies, I love when they have the scars. Like, there's this really bad one with the chick that was in, I think, Rooney Mara. Or, no, it was the one who was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Are we
but it
about
was
the Craft?
No. But that's a perfect example. That's another really good one. But it was those books that Lars von Trier... What was his name?
Stieg Larsson.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, so the Swedish version of those, the actress came and did a shitty movie with Colin Farrell. I can't remember the name, clearly.
Phone
but
booth.
She had, it might as well have been, sure. Phone booth too, electric book.
LA Lights or whatever that's called. Miami Vice.
The Getaway. Oh, God, we left. That was one of the few movies that we left.
Yeah.
So anyway, no, back to the point. So she's supposed to be all scarred up. I mean,
oh, okay.
And it is so poorly done and so ineffectual that I did not realize until they like had said it in the script, don't look at my scarred face, that she was supposed to have a scarred face. I was like, this is movie scarring. This is fucking a joke. That like, so if somebody had scarring like that, I'd be like, you have mild acne. I mean, it was
where you're like, I wasn't even actually sure something was going on.
No,
there.
I really, I'm not lying. I'm not, this isn't for radio. I was just like, she's supposed to have a, like, it was a plot point I didn't get because they so poorly put on the scarring.
Like, oh, this is important that she's scarred because she doesn't even seem scarred.
No, she looks fine. So that was hilarious. So you're right. If it was movie star scarring, I'm absolutely fine with it. Didn't,
exactly.
Yeah, they did do that in The Craft.
Like, would you have
Which
sex
one was
with
it?
What's
Nev
her face
Campbell?
When she's a monster?
Which one when she's a
Remember
monster?
When she was in that movie Monster?
No, they did too good of a job. She
too
looked
good?
Gross. Didn't you see her face?
It's John been a while.
Yeah. Didn't see the movie. Just saw the previews.
There's this lady who comes into my work sometimes
okay.
who I think looks like Monster.
Oh.
I mean, she kind of looks like that actress, but the Monster version, like halfway in between.
Would that be nice? I mean, if somebody's like, hey, you look like Charlize Theron from Monster.
I think that would be real nice and then immediately real
when
mean.
When they say from Monster.
Yeah.
You know what I thought, which is pretty great?
Turn
you
this were like, straight towards your face.
Would you?
Yeah, that's okay.
When you were like, would you fuck her when she's a monster? I was like, did somebody turn into a fly-like or a spider-like
like a werewolf
monster?
Or something?
Yeah, I was like,
would you fuck a giant spider? Answer the question.
I mean, no. No.
Welcome
Don't
to
be
my
fucking
web.
Ridiculous. Oh, man, with those puns, baby.
Spider would be the worst thing.
Spider would be gross.
I think. To fuck.
Would you rather fuck a spider body with a pretty woman face or a pretty woman body with a spider face? And you can't put a bag over it because that's too easy. I mean, giant size, I know.
Spider face, I guess.
I would have to do that too, but that'd be fucking gross.
As I was listening a few episodes ago.
Okay.
And we were talking about, I think, if you would have sex with someone with a scarred body or scarred face.
We did do that one already?
And as Katie put it, you can always just turn her around.
Yes.
And get her from behind.
Yes, you can. Katie knows.
She'll have a spider head.
When Katie fucks Nika, she just turns him around.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to see his scar face.
Because spider body. I wouldn't even know how to fuck a spider body.
I don't even
body.
Know if you could.
Do spiders have penises?
Sure.
I mean, they must.
There was this interesting, in quotes, article about like the penises of different animals and things.
Mm.
And some of them have barbs. And yeah, some of them are like twisted stuck. And like, yeah, exactly, pokey. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. Like,
how horrible would
dicks
that be?
Dicks are crazy. Animal dicks. It would be horrible.
Animal dicks are nuts.
Yeah. See, ours are all nice. Ladies.
I think ours are pretty nice.
You're welcome.
I mean, sometimes I think like, dicks are kind of gross. But other times I'm like, well,
they don't have purpose.
Spikes.
Right.
They don't, you know, have you ever seen a whale penis? And it can like move like a finger.
Yes,
that's gross.
There's some that are
prehensile.
Thank you. Prehensile is exactly what I'm looking for. And some of them, I believe, there's like tearing and bleeding that goes on every time they make the love.
Yeah, it's just what happens.
Right. Like, no, that's crazy. Ours go small. Some of them are fully erect all the time. Some animals I learned were just always erect.
That would be terrible.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes, it would.
Underwear would be so different.
You wouldn't have one. You'd
have
to have
a guard.
You would
just have to have penis out.
You would just...
You couldn't wear clothes?
No, because if you had your penis out, it would get fucking stuck in and on things. You would scuff up your dick so fast.
Yeah.
You'd slam it into car door, and not on purpose, like the porn that you enjoy after hours.
World with no clothes. Better or worse?
Worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds fun in theory, but everyone naked... I mean, I guess we'd be used to it.
Yeah.
We'd be doing, in the alternate world, in Bizarro Peter world, we'd be sitting here naked, be like, wouldn't it be crazy to be clothed?
Yeah, that's true.
But I think it'd be worse.
But then
would
it just be the same?
Here's my question for you. Immediately changing now, or we were always naked? Like we just all have to
change tomorrow.
Then worse. Don't you think?
Well, okay. It would have to change, but no one knew. You know what I mean? Hmm. Like, it just seemed like it always been that way.
Okay, so what do you think then with that one?
I mean, it could be better. There's a possibility.
For you, not for me.
Well, but I mean, there would be certain things.
For those of
easier.
You in England who have never seen Peter and I, Peter is a very attractive, in-shape man.
Sure.
I'm slightly less attractive and slightly less in shape.
Okay.
Mildly.
That's how you want to put it?
That's how I want to put it.
I mean, on the one hand, you would not have to do fashion.
Okay.
And so the way that people are sort of, I think, judged by their fashion would be gone.
Wouldn't they be judged now by their body, though?
They would. But I mean, you're still judged by your body anyway.
I guess you couldn't fake it as much. Here's a real problem. What happens after you, like right after you take a shit? And you're sweating. What if it's a really hot day and you pooped and now you're like, I gotta go sit down at my desk and do work. You don't want to do that.
No, I wouldn't want my bare ass on a chair.
I wouldn't either. What if
we would
it was like a public
for chairs
event?
And then you just take your shirt chair home
but
and
you
wash
don't get
it.
To. Yeah, you can't put it on your body. No. It doesn't go on your body for some reason.
You just carry it around and put it on everything you sit on.
Right, right.
Is my shirt pants or my chair pants?
I guess you'd be more
comfortable.
You just
have like a cushion that you throw in the wash every day. You have like 10 of them.
You only have, it's a cushion washer because that's all you wash.
Yeah.
No, and your sheets, I guess. What about, it would be nicer not having to adjust my balls constantly.
Yeah.
Getting in cars and, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a plus. There's some pluses to this.
I mean, I wonder too if in this world, you know, if things like, because there'd be no mystery.
Right.
So I could see that being a bad thing because it would be like, it'd be a little less exciting.
Right.
Because, you know, when you take off the clothes of somebody, that's always nice.
Or nerve-wracking for those of us who are slightly less in shape than you.
Sure.
But.
Well, think about what they're taking off their clothes then. That's nice, right?
Yes.
You're like, the reveal.
Being lucky enough to have slept with people that are mostly more attractive than me. Yes. For them.
So that's always good.
Know. It is.
And there's always the lead up where you're like, I wonder.
Yeah, that's true. It is actually still fun for me even now.
Yeah.
I like having it semi-clothed.
Yeah.
So you see, that takes some of the fun out of it too, though.
Yeah, see, like when I watch Prawn,
right?
I like when they start with clothes and get to know clothes. I don't like when it just starts
100%.
I need the lead up.
I do too. I need foreplay. Yeah. I want to be wined and dined. I want to be romanced.
I need to be wined. Dined.
You know, you're right. Fucking on a full stomach.
Full
or
gassy.
In this case, watching others fuck on a full stomach, you know, it's not as comfortable.
I know. Yeah. Did you ever think, I mean, when I was young, I would have never thought that these factors would come in that I'd be like, well, I actually ate a little too much and wasn't really feeling like sex. Or here's another good one. I mean, it wasn't late, but it was kind of late. Right. And I was just so tired that I almost had sex just to get that done so I could go to bed.
Not only did
I
never
think I was
looking
forward to going to bed after coming more than coming.
I would never have guessed in a million years that not only would I be over being horribly offended if a woman was like, I just ate, I don't feel attractive, but that I've actually had that feeling myself. I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah,
no.
I hear you, sister.
I just had movie popcorn and a bunch of pop, and I didn't eat any dinner, and I got, my tummy hurts, it's roiling. Yeah. I don't even think I could perform without shitting on me and you.
Right.
And you and me. I'm going to make this song. But yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Getting older, man.
You would never think,
that's a factor, that would even enter your mind.
No.
Let alone be a true factor for I don't think I'm going to try to start anything tonight.
You know what I think the difference is, as you get older, when you're young, you sort of feel like, even when you're, the first few times you have sex or your first few partners, you're a little bit like, I don't know that this will be forever.
Right.
But for all I know, this might be my last chance to have sex.
Yep.
So I better just take any and all, even if it's not ideal.
Yes. I will fuck in an uncomfortable place or with your parents upstairs.
Right.
Or
whatever.
Yeah, through my boxer hole in the 20 seconds we have. I'm like, yep.
Rubber band around my ball sack to like keep it away. But as you get older, maybe it's just that you're like, you know what? I'm pretty confident that I will have some kind of sex again. I could be a little more choosy.
I think so. Well, you've had enough bad sex. You've learned.
That's true.
Not bad. I mean, let's be realistic. But the sex that was uncomfortable.
I mean, sometimes it's not great.
That's true. If she would have taken the shower after like 4 days, Jesus Christ. That's another one I never thought I would do, is be like, you smell so bad, I don't want to fuck you until you shower. I made some mistakes in my past. But anyway,
When you're 15, it's like, would you have
I'd
sex
have
with someone
in a dumpster.
Who isn't? Yeah.
I would have banged her. Inside of, you know,
that, I would probably have had sex with someone who had never showered.
You would have had sex with a dumpster.
Yeah,
you did.
I did.
Her name was Shelley.
She was great.
She was a nice lady.
She was a giver.
So, no, I agree with you 100%.
Who love to eat cum.
Yes, that's gross.
They love
that
it.
That is gross.
That's
you had a copious amount of cum when you were 15.
God.
I ran with it. You started it.
Oh, Jesus.
But anyway, no, I would never have thought that, and now it's par for the course. You know, I haven't been married long enough yet that it's like we have a designated night, or it's so sad that, you know what, though? I shouldn't judge. If you do, good for you. At least you're fucking, you're making time, you're carving out some time.
Yeah.
It shit changes.
Yeah.
When you get older, shit changes.
That reminds me of like the, God, I don't even know if I should do it.
You have to now.
I don't know if I've ever told the story about the first time that I like came.
No.
On this, probably not.
I don't think so.
Because it's not a big story.
But
I always think it's interesting because I think the way usually people first come is not standard.
Mine is weird. I mean? Mine is uncomfortable enough. I don't even know if I'll tell it on the radio.
All right.
So
I'll go first. See how you feel.
All right.
Mine was like an accident because what happened was, I mean, I was looking at something pornographic. I don't remember what it was.
Okay. How old
something.
Were you? Set the scene.
I was older because I
older,
came,
like
I was
15?
A latecomer.
Well, yeah. Like, a latecomer. Yeah.
See, there we
good
go.
Good radio.
All right, everybody.
We need the fucking light.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks for listening. So, I came late to masturbation.
Right.
And it was sort of an accident. I was looking at porno because I had porno when I was way before I started actually doing anything about
it.
Right. And
interesting.
Yeah.
That's the reverse of a lot of people.
Well, I think I had porno younger. because okay. I had a friend like in elementary school and his parents had HBO, so we'd watch Real Sex.
Yes, I was. That was, keep going. I don't want to bust into this. Yep.
Yeah. So, I'd, you know, we'd watch it. I'd have a boner. But there, well, it there never really occurred to me to be like,
oh, I'm gonna do
I should like
about
touch this boner.
Yeah.
I was just like,
how uncomfortable. So I'm going to jump in on this one and we'll keep going because I did the same thing. We watched, and it was Real Sex, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I was
every kid.
Well, and it was before I had realized, because you're so young, you don't know that you don't want to watch it with them because you want to see tits so much.
Yeah.
You're like,
whatever
I'm willing to sit here on the couch. And it's so fucking weird and silent and uncomfortable when you're all boned up.
Yeah.
And none of you are speaking and you're watching this and you're like sort of caught between being fascinated and hard as a kid next to your friends.
Right.
So you're like uncomfortable, but equal. It's like, it was a weird, real sex with guy friends.
Yeah.
Weird. And I'm glad it happened to you too.
I think it was pure desperation.
Yeah. Because
how else are you going to look at it?
Well, and it wasn't, you don't seek it out because it's, hey, my older brother has this tape, this VHS tape of Real Sex.
Yep.
We should watch it.
Yeah.
And you don't say, this is weird, it's going to turn into a circle jerk, or are you coming on to me?
Right.
You say, fuck yeah.
Right.
Fuck yeah, let's watch it. It's the only access you have.
Yeah, you and have to. You have to take it where you can get.
I mean, we really are of the last generation.
I know. It's going to be hard to explain.
It was that or
why
nothing.
I was sitting in a room watching Real Sex, and it was like, I have this vivid memory of one, and it was called, like, Virtual Val.
Shout out.
Which is hey, Val. But, you know, it was like a computer program where you could strip this lady and stuff.
Okay.
You'd be like, ooh, you're making me horny.
I would love to see that this is like shittier graphics than like you could get off
horrible.
Better on like Skyrim now than you could just stealing the clothes off of like the computer girls.
I mean, it was like where, you know, they're filming it and you see the waves going down the computer screen and like the person clicks and it's like... And then her pixelated bra goes away and you just see it's basically a drawing of a naked lady.
So
anyway, I remember watching this.
Yeah, so this wasn't your first cum, though. This was just your first...
No, that was just early pornography.
All right.
And then
a bone when you didn't know what to do or what it was. You were just like, I'm hard.
Yeah, and I was, you know, you're so desperate for pornography when you're young.
Jesus.
Like, I found this thing in my dad had an office.
Okay.
And it was like a postcard size thing that I guess you would send away to get these pornos.
Okay.
I assume it came with pornos or in a porn magazine.
Yeah.
And it was like, send this away.
Did you send it away?
No, but I kept the thing because it had like half naked women on
it.
One side had these two women who were sort of in a 69 position. And then the other one was just one naked topless lady and they were wearing like hilarious 80s lingerie, super high thongs. Go all the way up their ribs and stuff.
My brother had
real
in
lacy.
His shop in his because you know, and so in the shop they had this super tiny calendar that was topless. All the women were topless.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at that like it was $1,000. Like now you would look at just a, you know, and I was like, why I was planning the stealing forever. I was like, I'll take this. I was like, but nobody needs to be around. And I finally, when I got it, I was like, I kept that for years.
Yeah.
I had my favorite month ladies. Cause you know, and then I even used, this is embarrassing, but we were young.
I know. I know.
So my mom had a, one of those breast check, self-exam things that was hung in the shower.
Yeah, it's like a doorknob.
It's a door.
Hanger,
it really is, and it had nothing. It was just a lady.
I had one of those in my room when I was a kid on the outside of my door, like a do not disturb thing.
Serious?
Yeah, my stepmom took it away, but I was just like,
bitch.
I thought it was so funny.
I used mine for its intended purpose. There were no nipples written. I mean, it was not sexual.
No,
it was
like a woman with no face rubbing
and
her
I was
breasts
like,
medically.
Yeah. And I used that.
Like, ooh, yeah, I know we're talking.
It is. So, yeah.
And it's like, if you notice any lesions, please contact your doctor.
If you
like,
feel a lump.
Hell yeah.
It was like, oh, lump. No, I don't think I even read it.
I got a lump for you. Good news.
You'll feel
it's
this lump.
Benign. Benign inches.
Oh, Christ. fucking pretty good. So, yeah, anyway, needless to say, I understand that. So, okay, so how did you first come? Now I'm caught up in your story.
So I looked at this stuff in the bathroom, as is custom. And then for some reason, I was in the shower.
The stuff at the dinner table, as is custom.
Yeah.
Right? So you were in the shower, right?
I was in the shower, but for I don't know what was going on. I was like real tired or something.
Okay.
And I was just like, I wonder if you could shower just like laying in the bathtub. Because like a bathtub shower is like, I mean, I'll just lay here
that's
for a minute.
That's called a bath.
Well, with the shower coming from overhead,
so that's like
basically filling the bathtub. Yeah, so I was letting the shower head fill the bathtub.
Was this for sexual reasons?
No.
All right, that's okay.
This was just idiocy.
All right.
I think I was just like,
you're fascinated
didn't
how this works.
Didn't want to take a bath, yeah. But also was just like, maybe this is a new way to bathe. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay.
But I was laying in the tub,
right,
with the shower water coming from the shower head as opposed to filling from below, right, as a bathtub.
Here's the one problem with us having been friends for like the last 20 years is I'm imagining tiny prepubescent you. And it's gross.
Oh, it would be so gross. It's like a drowned weasel in the bathtub.
With your long,
like five
hair.
Long pubes.
You look like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh.
But like younger and less attractive.
More gaunt.
So, all right. So Joseph Gordon-Peter was laying in the...
If Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in The Machinist and needed a body double, I would have been perfect.
So it's a child. Yeah. Instead of being Batman. Right.
Swear to me.
It was... All right. So anyway, you're laying there.
So Peter
water's
Gordon Levitt.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And so I'm laying there, and the water's coming in, okay, and the showerhead water was landing basically right on my penis.
Okay. Oh.
So then I got
so
hard.
Like direct stimulation.
Yeah.
All right.
And then it was just
this
that
is like a woman
me.
Masturbating.
Yeah.
Like they use the
yes.
Yeah.
All I right. masturbated like a woman.
You're
as
like
a
clit.
Feminist,
like,
I understand.
Yes. Yes. You didn't
the,
have
woman's world.
You didn't have a really tiny penis. You had a big clit.
And a giant
you were
clit.
A oversized,
probably one of the biggest,
probably one of the best. So
one of the worst.
So that's a matter of perspective. Did you know what happened? I mean, when it happened,
I didn't know that it was leading to something.
Okay,
it felt good, so I was like, well, I'm just going to continue right. this. And right. then I remember being in there for a long time.
Okay,
I mean the you know, and the hot water started running out, and I was like.
Fuck
that's
it.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Did and this was at your mom's or your dad's?
Dad's house.
So nobody cared. Because
no.
if you were at your mom's house, she'd be aware enough. She was that to be like
it would be a little
Peter,
like what's going
well,
on?
Well, like knock on the door, everything
he's
okay.
He's been in the shower for like
for
an
40
hour.
Minutes or yeah. an hour. Yeah. Whereas
what's
at your dad's
on?
House, it's we can fuck I can fuck you in the butt and fall out while Peter's in the shower. This is great.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean, I think there the rule was sort of just like, well, if you don't have to bother your parents, I don't care what
yeah.
you're doing. As
yeah.
long as you're not bothering us, fine.
That's and, you're you doing know. Well. Don't yeah. bother us.
Right.
Go shower for an hour.
Right.
Sure.
It's like, oh, he
I'll
showered.
Pay the water
well,
bill.
I guess that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, yeah. And so I didn't know anything was going to happen.
Right.
And then it starts building to something.
Okay.
And I was just feeling this weird feeling like clenching of the penis almost
right,
is
right.
the only way I could describe it.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh.
And then what?
That just happened.
That's unbelievable. Did you think yeah. you could only get that, obtain that from showering, hitting you directly on the penis? Or did you immediately leap to, I can make this happen on my own?
I pretty much, that's the only time I did that.
All right.
Maybe I tried it one other time, but what? No, here's what happened. I tried, you know, I just did it regular style. I
yeah.
beat off with like shampoo or something, which was a mistake because that burned.
Yeah. I was like, get that right up your urethra.
Yes.
There you go. All
yeah,
right.
It was like sticking a lit match in my urethra. Oh, but other than that, it was amazing.
Remember though, when you're that young, you would beat through pain.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
when we were
anything.
Before you had started and after I had, I horrified you.
Yeah.
Horrified you when we were on a walk. Like you, I don't know if you thought that we could be friends in the same way. Like you told me later, you were like, you looked at me differently.
I was like, oh my,
you're like,
he's
what
an animal.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? And I was like, yeah, I beat off so many times today, like it hurt.
Well, we were walking and you were walking all funny. And I was like, what happened? And you were, you know, thinking that you'd be like, ah, I, you know, hurt my leg playing soccer or doing, I don't know, whatever kids do, jumping on a trampoline. And then you were like, oh, I beat off so much that I hurt my penis. And I was just like, dear God.
you know, having you repeat the story makes me feel like maybe I was an animal.
Well, I mean, but when you first discover it, it's pretty awesome. Was one of
the, oh my God. Yeah.
And well, you don't really, it takes a long time to get to the idea of like, you know what? Better in moderation.
Yeah. And better. Yeah. No, you're right.
When
you're
young, this five
well, you don't have any
day.
Control because no. You're what, like 15 or 16.
Yeah.
So you're doing fucking whatever. I mean,
it is the best thing you have.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, even, I don't know, the other things that are close, you're like, well, I mean, GoldenEye on Nintendo 64
it was
great,
fun,
but come on.
Orgasming. And it's better, not, and yeah. I was never going to do that with a girl yet either.
No.
So that was like so far.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
hadn't seen this. I know this sounds funny, but since we did not have access to porn,
right.
When you saw or had porn, it was unfucking believable.
Yeah.
Like seeing a set of
mind
tits
blowing.
Was a huge,
yes.
huge deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would hear it. Someone would come back from Waterworld and be like, this girl's top came off. And I'd be like, are you serious? Describe it to me in detail. What happened?
I
would think they were so lucky.
I was so jealous of when I would hear about like the upperclassmen be like, oh yeah, Mike got a hand job from Sarah and the, you know, and I was like, what the fuck? Or they'd be like, you know, 7 minutes, they did seven minutes in heaven at this party and she blew him.
Yeah.
He blew her. He blew her. Like, and I was like, what? Dear. Yeah, it was, I mean, I was jealous. I can't even explain how I was like, I must have this, but I had no way to get it.
Yeah.
I tried.
It was more valuable than, if someone said, okay, if every day I woke up, they're like, today you can either have $10 or see a topless woman just flash.
Oh, yeah.
I would take the topless woman every day.
Yep. I think I would play Duke Nukem to the part where the girls were dancing.
Yeah.
On like level 7 or 5, it was like 4 or 5, but then I would beat off.
Right.
Like, I really, that's how it's, I'm
yeah,
not
it was
kidding.
Like horribly
was
pixelated,
like, playing,
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and they were, they had
like, anything,
doilies
they had tassels.
Or tassels or whatever. Yeah. But
yeah.
Your aunt would make doilies and then they would,
aunt made them some nice doilies
tea go on there?
To cover their breasts while they strip.
Yep. It was nice.
Aunt my favorite it. Stripper, Aunt B.
Aunt B. Arthur. So no, I mean, that's how I was the living embodiment of what you just said. Video
yeah.
game was fun
yeah.
until there were breasts.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was mind-blowing.
Yeah, it really was.
I couldn't get over it.
Then, now I've burned myself out with the amount of porn that I've seen and the types of,
sure.
You know, yeah.
I gotta believe that would happen eventually anyway, though.
I think so.
Once you've had sex.
Right.
I would think that at some point that would fade the ability to just see, like, you know, a cartoon.
I think so.
A sexy cartoon.
I think you're absolutely right about that.
If it's like a
sexy cartoon. How sexy?
Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I
don't know. I'm trying to think of what I found sexy when I was younger, but I can't remember.
We didn't talk about, we watched Barbed Wire looking for boo. We fast forwarded it.
Yeah.
We didn't, there was no pretense between us. We weren't like, let's watch this for fun.
Yeah. Even though we were like, well, this probably isn't worth watching.
No. We didn't get too, sorry, I'm just remembering. I'm literally like trying to say, we didn't get too over sexual with each other or like gross. And then I was like, the first time I got a hand job was in the hot tub after that fucking like,
the cast party
we were. So yeah. I got a hand job in the hot tub with you in it. And I'm like, you and I didn't do a lot of, and then later that night when we went back to you.
Yeah, there was like 10 people in there.
Yeah, then later. I masturbated.
But that was in secret.
In your basement. Yeah, you were sleeping.
Yeah.
It was dark and I was horrified you'd wake up.
I was not involved in that.
No, but I'm just saying, I guess it's me in my head being
sure.
like, I didn't ruin our friendship
really
by putting a lot
boundaries.
Of really gross things. furiously,
all right, well,
quietly beating
that
up.
Happened.
Not next to you. You were on a different couch.
I was.
I don't want to give people the impression we were like shoulder to shoulder.
No, it's not like we were sleeping in spoon position.
Yeah, you were looking at off. My, you know, your eyes were, you slept with your eyes open, you told me.
Yeah,
and your
yeah.
mouth open.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Nope. Yeah, I remember I had a terrible boner that night.
You slept with your boner open, you said. You always told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
An open boner.
No. And an open boner policy. Anytime a boner comes knocking, I just let it ride in.
It's like a vampire. You have to invite it in.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if the boner
once
is
you invite
the
it in.
Yeah.
It's in charge.
Exactly. Exactly. You be careful. That's a lesson learned for everybody. If you don't want the boner in your house in charge, don't invite it in.
Yeah. Yeah. See what happens when you invite it in?
Yeah.
It's hard. It's much harder to banish than to just not invite it in the first
garlic,
place.
Garlic, actually, a steak through the heart, all of those things really would. Holy water is the only one that I don't think would vanquish a boner.
No. Maybe it was real cold.
Maybe, or it was the Catholic guy.
Yeah.
And he was like ashamed.
Yeah.
Were you ever shamed? Did you have like,
boner
were you shamed?
Or?
No, masturbation shamed. Did you feel bad
or
wrong or dirty?
No, you know, no.
No.
I don't think so. I mean, I was pretty clandestine.
Okay.
I know a lot of people think that.
But you really were more than...
Yeah.
No one ever walked in on P. David.
No.
P. David Dick.
Nope.
You know, private
the closest
eye.
The closest I had to a walk-in.
Okay.
But I wasn't beating off. I was with a girl.
Okay.
And I still lived at home. This is like in high school.
Right.
New Year's Eve.
Oh.
And my girlfriend was there.
Yeah, she was.
And so we were sort of like, we weren't having sex, but we were semi-naked.
Okay.
I didn't have a shirt on, okay. That's for sure, and it was dark.
Hot.
And for some reason, my mom like knocked on the door and was just like, hey, happy new year. Mm. And I was like, oh, thanks. But I was thinking, well,
get
surely she noticed I had no shirt on.
Right.
Then why would you do that?
That's to deter you from fucking the girl.
Yeah,
I guess. Your mom is a good passive, not passive aggressive, just passive...
Yeah.
Period.
Oh yeah.
Being, but still parenting. She wasn't a
sort of
absentee. Well, that's what I mean. She was.
Yeah.
She would let you learn by that.
She didn't
kind
make
of,
no effort.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I would say she was like. It would have been much easier to say. Guess what? You can't have girls topless in your room with the lights off.
Who would?
Kind
what kind
of
shitty mom would
house?
Do that? Yeah. It's funny that you say that because my mom walked in on me banging my girlfriend in my sister's room.
Oh, God.
She didn't see my junk, which made it much more okay
it's
for me.
Funny that you were in your sister's room.
Yeah, yeah. I had a thing when I was young. I wanted to do it in like every room and everybody else's. I wanted to do it as many places as possible.
Yeah.
And so when she walked in, my girlfriend was fucking mortified. My mom was mortified. Both were upset. I laughed.
Yeah.
I was laughing. They were both mad at me for laughing. She only saw my ass.
I would say if I was a mom, that would be upsetting to me simply, or, you know, as a dad.
Right.
I'd be like, listen, don't fuck in my bed.
Oh, yeah.
You're my
kid. No, but
kid.
It was my
like,
sister.
Right?
They wasn't there. But no, I agree with you. I would be mad at anybody fucking
like,
in my
fucking
bed.
Fucking in the house.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anyone to.
I don't know what kind of parent I would be. I don't know if I would want, because I don't want my son, well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be like, you can't fuck here, or I'd be like, here's some condoms. Don't get her pregnant. Probably the latter.
I think I would give my kid condoms, but I don't think I would encourage them to fuck in the house.
Right.
But on the other hand,
I don't.
I mean, if they were like, let's say 17, 18.
Okay.
I don't. And
by 17 or 18, it's all right. They're fucking to you,
I
isn't it?
I think so.
So me too.
I mean,
but
you
you're
know,
right.
When it's your
my
kid,
14
you're
or 15
like,
oh, year
I'd
old.
They did it when they were 20 and living in a dorm.
20. Fuck that. I don't want my poor unfortunate son or daughter to wait till 20. Not that there's anything wrong with that,
either,
virgin.
But on the other hand, okay, let's say you had this choice.
All right,
your kids at home, they start fucking when they're 18.
Okay,
you know, and they fuck basically their entire last year of high school, and then go move out.
Okay,
or they start having sex in
when
their
they're,
dorm.
That's fair. That's
like,
very.
That be better,
it's not
right?
an age thing. Yes. Now you're. Yeah. I if they need to get really heavy into the fucking, I'd rather it was outside of the home.
Yeah.
So I'm with you.
Yeah, because I mean, at home, I think I mostly did light. I probably had sex at home like less than 10 times.
Wow.
Or maybe 10 times.
You were not
I
a
had
home
the
fucker.
Guess.
So, but you, where would you do it then? The back of your car?
No, I mean, I just didn't have a frequent sex times.
Okay.
When I was still living at home.
How does
the girlfriends I had then, I didn't have a lot of sex with.
There was not a lot of sex going on.
They didn't do the birth control pill.
Mm.
That's always a problem.
Oh my God. I cannot tell you, and this is half bragging, but all true.
Yeah.
I took some exes, I got them on their first form of birth control.
Yeah.
I took them to Wyoming because they were so worried that their parents would figure out, as if their parents were going to call around to the Colorado, be like, what if
you
a family
seen my
friend
daughter
sees
today,
me?
Have you?
They were like, what if my family friend sees me going into Planned Parenthood? And I was so willing to fuck that I was like, I'll take you, I researched it because I was a smart bastard. I was a smart, you know, soulless dick. Yeah. And I was like, Depo-Provera looks like it's going to probably be the best for you. It can cause a little bit of mood swings and some weight gain, but that way you don't have to take a pill. You're not going to forget anything. You don't want to have a patch or anything.
Right.
I mean, I researched it and I was like, we'll get you on the shot. I paid for it grudgingly.
Yeah. Grudgingly.
I was like, so I, you know, I took them to Wyoming, got them on the Depo shop, made sure they were up on it.
Yeah.
I would buy, I had so many alt scares that I've had to buy a in the evening pregnancy test at every Walgreens, Target, and you know, in Greeley. It's like,
it's not the worst. I think I had only two of those.
They suck. They're horrifying.
Oh, it's the worst.
I mean that's life ruiningly.
Yeah.
Oh god,
it's terrible.
They're like my period's a week late and you're just like, right. I just shit my pants. Then, like,
yeah.
Ugh.
It's like, well, what should we do? And it's like, let's get a test. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they look it up and they're like, you know, it says it's not. And
for I'm like 30 days
yeah,
or something.
And you're like, nah. And they're like, it's only 83%. I was like, if it says positive.
Yeah.
You know, if it's 83%, but it says positive.
Then I'll know to freak out.
Yeah.
If it says negative, I'll probably still freak out, but less.
I'll freak out 17% rather than 83. Let's do this for my percentage of peace of mind.
And do those tests ever come in a one pack?
No.
It seems to me like they always come in like
$40 for two or three.
Yeah.
So they would piss on one and then we'd throw it away and then the next day they'd piss on another one. Or they would do it wrong and I would feel bad because they'd have to like dip it or whatever. So they're in their pee and like freaking out. I'm just like, what does it say? They're like, I don't know. It says, God, that would have sucked.
Those are the worst.
Yeah. So those scares were, but you know, I didn't have one.
I also did one, morning after pill time.
That's I've never even done that. Yeah. You took it yourself just to be very sure.
I took it. She took it. I gave it. I slipped it in someone's drink at a restaurant.
Okay, good.
Just who sat next to us.
Yep.
Just to be safe.
I'm glad. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
So
that's good. Yeah.
No, what?
I shook her a lot.
Plan B. You pushed her down the stairs.
I did.
You're like, I love you, baby.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's your stair pushing noise.
Mm.
with your hard dick. Mm. No, how serious was it? Was she freak out or did you?
No. It wasn't real. It wasn't a freak out so much as a
preventative.
Yeah, it happened. And then I think she was like, well, we should go get this tomorrow because I can't remember why.
Maybe she had forgotten to take her BC.
Yeah,
the last
something
couple
had happened like that, and it was just like, we better just do this. And I was like, all right, let's do that.
You were like, that's an abortion, and I won't abide that.
It's like,
and she was like, actually, Peter, it prevents what
fertilization, not implantation. The sperm
and then
never
you hit
meets
her.
The egg.
And then you hit her and you got your cross out, and you were like, the power of Christ compels thee.
I just had this discussion with like an adult. Not 2 days ago.
That did not understand the difference between an abortion and like prevention of implantation.
Yeah.
That it's just taking more of the fucking, more birth control.
Right.
It's like a concentrated set of 4 days worth of the pill.
Right.
Why did this even
come up? It was about the regular birth control pill.
That they thought you were aborting every time
so
you took
this
it?
Person I know and her dad is super Catholic and also a doctor.
Okay.
And so
you can be a man of science, or is he a Christian doctor?
Well, he more recently, I guess he wasn't as Catholic, and more recently has kind of gotten
what
more into
the
it.
Fuck.
So
this is awesome and horrifying.
It was weird.
All
and
right.
So she was saying, you know, what he'll do is he'll prescribe, you know, because she was saying, oh, I have roommates and stuff, and he'll do prescriptions for them.
Right.
So he'll prescribe birth control for people for things like, let's say, they have acne.
Yeah.
Or if they have cramps or whatever.
To keep a regular cycle if they...
Yes.
Yep, okay.
But not as birth control.
Oh, my God.
Because he's like, well, it's possible that it prevents the implantation.
No, it's
and I was
not.
Like, well... No, I mean, the studies show that that's a very low percentage compared to just the inability for something to implant regardless. It's really not that different.
Right.
So it's no.
No, I mean, that's...
He's wrong.
Right, that's like Coke has the chance, the chemical. I mean, it's just... I say cocaine is what I mean. You know, if that has the chance, doing off a hooker's ass. If doing Coke off a hooker's ass prevents me from having a baby, I don't want to be wrecked.
Right. I'll give up some things and some things I just need. Mm-hmm, it just has to happen.
Candy? I want candy off candy.
I want candy.
Bubblegum. Wow. A Catholic doctor. A crazy Catholic doctor.
I think, too, I was thinking about that. Your doctor should have to tell you that, right?
Yes.
If they're like, listen, I'm real Catholic, so I'm not going to prescribe you birth control.
Well, and I'm going to give you really either twisted or flat out wrong, skewed to wrong information. Just so you're prepared.
Yeah.
That's like, it's the fucking just the same problem on the other side of like if you're a hippie doctor. Or, you know, if you're just like, I think I'm going to give you this ginkgo biloba.
Take some zinc, yeah.
Yeah, like go ahead and go to Jamba Juice and get, I want you to get three. I want you to get all three.
Right.
So what are those of supplements?
Yeah.
And you'll feel great.
Just take them. You'll feel amazing.
Oh, man. It's like vitamin C. I just need, people are like, emergency. Just get emergency. That'll stop. I'm like, no, it won't, asshole.
It doesn't do shit.
No. You're going to piss most of it out. And they're like, everybody, fucking everyone I know, even intelligent people are like, no, if you take it before, as you're getting sick, you're not going to get sick. And I'm like, you're an asshole.
Right.
Mom.
Yeah. I always think emergency, it's like, well, you probably took the emergency, but then also like went home and went to bed and did a bunch of other shit. And it's like, oh, I didn't get...
Or if you already have the cold, and then you're like, yeah, I felt better after the emergency, because you had the cold for 2 days,
right?
And it was a 3-day cold.
Right, it got bad enough that you went bought an emergency.
Yeah.
I had, you know, so I got real sick, and this other friend was saying, you know, oh, well, when I was feeling a cold, someone told me to just eat raw garlic, and I did, and it totally worked.
Right.
And I just get so mad, because I'm like, listen.
The anecdotal evidence of the one time that you...
Yeah. And I'm like, well, maybe you just get better in one day.
Right.
I guarantee you that eating garlic... There is nothing on this planet that I could eat that would have made me not sick in one day. Nothing.
The vampire virus inside of you would have been burned out with the garlic, but you're too much of an asshole.
Garlic.
And wash it down with holy water. This is a very vampire-centric episode. I like it.
They all are.
Fucking A. That's... Dun dun dun! Peter's Halloween special.
I mean, don't you think if garlic was a magic cure for the cold, we would know that by now?
That like one person, one doctor was like, "Hey, there's this thing in garlic."
Oh, garlic works. Turns out all this time.
I know.
Be like if they said, "Oh, you know what? Turns out the cure for the cold, if you spin 3 times, then you're fine."
Don't you think that if St. John's wort helped for your depression, that it'd be right up alongside fucking that? Kaiser Permanente and, you know, or Pfizer, whichever. They'd already have, and they charge you $300 a bottle for them, and there'd be generic versions. I mean, if that worked, you would get prescribed that. I don't, when people are like, oh, just take this.
Yeah.
Oh, herbal, my grandma is into, like, she's like, oh, you have stomach problems? She made this fucking disgusting smelling mix of like vinegar and some, you know, she's like, put it in cider, put it in apple cider and drink it. Just drink the whole thing. It's going to taste terrible, but it'll like fix your stomach problems. Just fix them.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, right. And I smelled it and I fucking dumped it in the sink. And later she's like, did you drink that? I was like, no. She's like, why didn't you drink? I was like, no.
Because I'm made that in Dr. Dreadful's drink lab and I'm not going to just put it in my body.
Because
grandma.
I'm not 15 and I'm daring my friends and I, which is true, would fucking dare each other to like eat disgusting shit in the fridge. We would get like all of the grossest stuff.
Yeah, just mix it.
Yeah, and then make one person
potions.
Like, mm-hmm. We were gross.
I love that too, how grandmas are just like, oh, I know the perfect thing. And you're like, really? How'd that work out for you? Yeah. All your friends are dead, right?
Like, you have diabetes, Grams. Yeah,
you're in horrible health. You barely remember where you are.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I got the perfect thing. Oh, thanks.
I know. I was like, thanks a lot. I mean, her heart was in the right place, but I was just like, I'm not drinking this shit. This swill.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking it.
It'd be like if you went to the gym and your trainer was in a mobility scooter. He's like,
in a rascal.
I know this works. And you're like, listen, this is hard for me to trust you.
Eat this.
Yeah. Here's your diet plan.
Come on, eat this.
I got this. So the other day, ran a boulder.
The boulder.
With our friend Nicanor.
Yeah, you did. Who won?
Boulder.
Did he push you down and run to finish first?
He finished first.
Fuck yeah, he did. You let him.
You know,
you're
we were
a good
at
friend.
The, we were at the end. We ran together.
Okay.
And in the very end, we ran faster, but it was so crowded.
Okay.
You know, I almost ran into this lady, and then by then he was gone.
Yeah.
But I was behind him.
Okay.
It was cool.
All right. Good for you guys.
You know what the worst part, though, was? Well, I hate boulder, running, by the way. I hate Boulder.
Because of all the hippies? Or the weed thing?
It's like a... To me, it's like a fake city.
Okay.
Because everyone there is sort of a hippie.
Right.
But they also live in like the most expensive city of all time.
They're all rich.
Where there's no parking.
Yep.
And everyone drives like a Mini Cooper. They drive like a $40,000 car.
Jeeps and Mini Coopers.
Yeah.
And
then there's
Vespas.
Nowhere to park and they give you parking tickets. Mm-hmm. Oh, an apartment costs $10,000 a day.
Yeah.
And they're like, whatever, man. We're just in touch with the environment.
Hey, my trust fund doesn't mean that I'm not any less of a person than you.
Can I tell you something else that pissed me off?
Yes, you can.
The same person who had the dad who is the Catholic doctor, okay. right? She was talking about traveling and world travel and all that shit.
Okay, I'm starting to dislike this person.
Well,
does she listen to the show? Because otherwise, I'm just kidding.
I doubt it.
All right.
But I don't know. But anyway, I'll just say it pissed me off.
Unless she does, in which case, she's nice. Okay, keep going.
You know, her parents have money and stuff.
All right.
And she was saying, like,
wait, the Catholic doctor dad has money. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Surprise.
All right. So then, right? She was saying, you know, because I've been talking about, like, oh, yeah, it's just, in the next year or so, I plan to leave my job and move and all that.
Yeah.
She was like, before you move and after you quit your job, she's like, just take 6
find
months
yourself.
And travel.
Yeah, just go and backpack.
Travel
dude,
opens up all this
cheap.
Stuff. And
you can, like, just live in a... Dude, all you have to do is live in the hovels.
You know what she
Not hovels.
Me?
What are they called?
Hostels.
Live in a yurt.
Live in the hobbits.
Live in the shire.
Yeah, and she all was right. like, just save money. For $5,000, you can go a lot of... And I was like, $5,000?
I love out of your voice. $5,000? You sleep... You said good day to her. You slapped her with your glove.
Yeah.
You took it off one finger at a time.
Yeah.
You slapped her with it, and you said good day.
I really wish sometimes, you know, if I kept better track of my finances. Because right. I'm like, listen, at the end of the month, I have like... $200.
right. You're so as close to paycheck as you can be without being paycheck right. to paycheck.
So it would take me about 2.5 years right. to save $5,000.
If you were going to spend it on going backpacking in the Serengeti, I guess you wouldn't backpack. Well, you know what I mean.
If I
getting
could save,
AIDS in the Serengeti?
Yeah, I mean, if I could save $5,000 in a year, I would not have a $20,000 loan that I'm almost halfway paying off with on a 10-year payment cycle.
Right.
Do the math. This made me so bad. I get so bad when people are just like, oh, simply do this. And you're like,
it's,
do you not? I mean,
for
what
me,
the fuck?
It's the similar. It's not the money thing as much because I'm lucky. My wife's dad is a non-Catholic doctor. He's the right. real doctor.
The
so I'm not, I can't
kind.
Fucking complain. Spoiler alert. So I'm not going to be like, yeah, Pete. Not having my, I'm lucky, you know, I fucking,
right.
But it's when people will do the, like, you know, oh, you just got to start running a little,
yeah,
you know, you just got to start, I'm aware, I mean, they act as if right. I don't know, they're like, all you gotta do is portion size, they'll, you know, they'll immediately
right.
go into,
right.
like, you know what you need to do, is you need to cut out, there's a lot of salt in food nowadays,
yeah,
and you know, that makes you not only retain water, but it also makes it harder, and what you should do is you should work out before you have breakfast, you don't have
right.
breakfast, that's one of the, and I'm just like,
well, duh, yeah, there's your problem,
just, oh my god, and like, you know, cut out sodas.
Yeah.
I mean, high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
And I mean, you know, oh, you drink milk? I mean, there's as much sugar in skim milk as there is fat in 2%.
Right.
And they pump those fucking cows full of hormones.
Right.
Like, I'm a fucking tard
right.
who's just at home eating blocks of cheese and butter.
Right.
Wondering why I can't lose weight.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
It's
like,
the condescension and like the ignorance.
Yeah. Like, it had never occurred to me.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It would be nice to travel around the world.
Pete, why the fuck don't you just save
$5,000? Buy an around the world plane ticket.
Dude.
Go to China. Go to Japan. Go to Taiwan.
I mean,
go to Estonia.
Wait,
go to Romania.
You're burning.
Go to Italy.
Are you burning your money or are you wiping your butt with it?
What are you doing with
it?
You can tell by my palatial estate and my Range Rover that I'm driving.
I'm sitting almost in your kitchen,
yeah.
which is in your living room,
yeah.
which is almost in your bed.
Right.
Because it's not a bedroom.
Right.
It's all a one room.
I can cook and then lay in my bed while things simmer.
You can cook.
That's a very
while
realistic thing to do. Yeah. If I had a long spatula, I could stir ground beef while I was in bed. With a, you know, somewhat abnormally large spatula, it's still possible.
When we podcast, towards the end of the podcast, Peter starts changing. He starts getting in his jam jams.
Yeah.
He's laying down and turns the lights out before we say goodbye.
Yeah.
If you guys were here, you would know that I watch Peter brush his teeth, piss, and lay in bed
right.
as we're podcasting.
No, I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
I take shits 5 feet from where I cook.
Have you ever shit? You know, they always do studies about like poop particles being in your toothbrush.
Oh, yeah.
Your poop. I'm in your poop particles. Right?
Oh, they're everywhere. There's
Have you ever shit and podcasted before?
Podcasted while shitting?
Yes.
You know, you might not remember. It was a while ago.
Okay.
We played a game called Are You Shitting Me? And what it was I was reading from a book, okay. And I read different passages, some while I was taking a shit, okay. Some while I was not, and the players had to guess.
I played, I think, was shitting. Right?
I think
did
so.
I wish I could remember I think if I
won
you or
and
not.
My brother, probably.
I think so.
Well, you probably won, because he always loses the game.
I know.
He cannot win.
Even when he's close, like when we played Roseanne, he would, well, I'm good at those games, too, because I would, like, get strategy, like, right. Really into the strategy and stuff. That was fun. Ian, come home. Yeah. Don't forget my video games.
He's coming soon.
All right. He's coming soon.
10 days or so. Yeah. Coming soon to a near you, near you.
Apartment near me.
Yeah.
To Peter's apartment near me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Fucking A.
I think we did it,
felt
huh?
pretty good.
Felt good.
I hope you all enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll see you again.
I'll be back.
We don't have anything to announce today.
He's just in bed right now. Lights are going out.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
night, buddy.
Good night, everybody.
I tuck him in. I kiss his forehead and I tuck him in. I get out.
Leave me a glass of water.
And everything looks worse in black and white. Kodachrome.